Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Which Girl Guides organisation is looking for new leaders. Anne Hyland needs you. She's on the line from Navan. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Very well. How long have you been involved in the Girl Guides?
Myself, I've been involved in Irish Girl Guides for the last 17 years, but I was also a brownie and a guide in the UK. You could probably notice the accent.
We did. Lovely accent, that it is. And your mum was a leader and involved for a very long time.
Very long time, yes. So she started with me when I was 6 and a half, and she carried on until she was 79 when she sadly passed.
Oh.
But, you know, my guides say that I'll be going out in a box as well.
That's your plan. Is it the Girl Guides at 6 and a half, or do they have different names for different
No.
Ages?
So nowadays in Ireland, we've got ladybirds aged 5 to 7,
yes, yeah,
brownies 7 to 10, and guides are aged 10 to 14. But then we've also got senior branch, which are age 14 plus, and they go up to age 30. And they can work towards their Goshka President's Award as well.
Oh, very good. Now, what kind of things, obviously it's in the scouting environment, but what sort of activities people mightn't know about the Irish Girl Guides do these days?
Okay, well, we are similar to the Scouts, but we are an all-female organisation.
Yeah.
And we enjoy being outdoors, we enjoy the camping, we also enjoy exploring global awareness, maybe some arts and crafts, but most of it is learning through game and enjoying songs and just having fun for that hour and a half. And what we're trying to bring as part of this recruitment campaign is to show that adults have that fun. It's a fun time for them as well.
Yeah, and that's why you're giving this shout out for leaders.
Absolutely.
Would they need to learn lots to do with knots and putting up tents? What sort of skills will they need to acquire?
They don't need to acquire beforehand. I mean, everybody's welcome to join us. You just need to be over 18 and have that sense of fun and responsibility for our youth members. But there's an abundance of resources. There are lots of experienced leaders that can pass on the skills. So even if you've never been involved in guiding before, we'd welcome you with open arms. But we're also putting a call out to previous members who know how much fun it is in guiding,
yeah,
to perhaps come back and become leaders themselves.
Because this is you, isn't it? You left the Girl Guides. And
I did as a teenager, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was it when you came to Ireland then that you got involved again?
Yes. So I was working in Navan, and I knew the brownie leader. She was actually from the traveller community, and she's got some older girls that wanted to go up to guides. And I said, well, you know, perhaps I can work with one of the parents and set up the Navan Guide. So that's what we did 17 years ago, and we're still going strong.
And at the time you volunteered, you were working away, weren't you, in the community?
Yes. I was involved in community development, and then a role came up within Irish Girl Guides, looking at recruitment and supporting the leaders on the ground. So I was able to bring the community development skills that I'd learned and marry them with the passion that I have for Irish Girl Guides and to support people getting involved.
Great. But for volunteers to become leaders, it's not going to impinge on your job. People work full time and volunteer and have
fun. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you've only got an hour or two to spare a week, then, you know, again, that's welcome. But what I do find is when you get involved, you're enjoying it so much that you hear something else is happening. It's like, oh, I'll go along to that. So it can expand, and you can get as involved as you like. I've been involved in some of the national committees as well, the senior branch, you know, running that, and, you know, obviously public relations, and that's why I'm on the phone now with
you. Why you're chatting to us. And are the Girl Guides, are they in every county? Is that where you need the leaders from, or are there specific places you need leaders?
That we are working on a list, and you know, there's about 20 different towns that we are in danger of possibly losing the units, because some of our older ladies, a bit like my mum, have retired. They tended to retire during the COVID times, so some of the units are sort of like running with 1-2 leaders, and ideally we'd like to have 3 or 4, because then if somebody's off sick or something like that, then you haven't got that that pressure on anybody, but also it lightens the load. You know, if we believe in teamwork, we teach the girls teamwork as well. And, you know, the more leaders we've got. We've also got about 1,500 girls on waiting lists.
Really? So many girls want to get into the Girl Guides, but the lack of leaders means there's a backlog getting in.
Absolutely. Right. And guiding is growing in youth members. They're looking for a place to belong and be accepted as themselves. So we need to expand our search for volunteers.
So you'll provide all the training for these voluntary leaders who come in. They get Garda vetted as well, of course, under the rules.
Absolutely, Garda vetted.
For everybody who works with kids. Will there be expense for them? Will it cost them anything?
No, I mean, we say that a volunteer leader shouldn't be out of pocket. So, you know, if you're buying materials for your unit, then that comes out of the unit funds.
Very good. But
also, you know, if you're attending training, you're able to claim travel expenses as well.
Now, to the thing that ruins all the fun in Ireland, insurance.
You're covered by by insurance. Yes. All that's covered. So there is a membership that we pay to Irish Girl Guides, and that would cover the insurance, but it also covers the resources. If you like working from a book, that you know a leader can have a book to work from. But we also have, I suppose it's a bit like an app. It's the online guide manager, and it just means that you can have all the paperwork on your phone. And obviously with GDPR, you haven't got those pieces of paper.
You've got absolutely everything covered, Anne Highland.
We have.
You do.
We do.
And all you have to do is go to irishgirlguides.ie, sign up, volunteer, and let the fun begin, essentially.
Oh, yes, that'd be lovely.
Perfect.
Absolutely lovely.
Thanks so much, Anne. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Oliver. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.